All right. Hello, everyone. So, if you're wondering what's going on, and it may be echoey in here, so y'all are going to have to tell me how things sound. I am in Miami. I've been here. Oh my God. What is today? Wednesday? I flew in Thursday of last week. It has just been a different week. So I wanted to come down because I had a mastermind, which is where you meet with some people that you know. Let me just make sure y'all are here because I am having a little echo, but not bad. Please send the warm weather. Okay. I'm going to try to put my earbuds in because I didn't know if they would work or sound better. And I didn't know if they would, like, I'm just going to tell y'all, when Chris Crabtree's not with, I have all the problems. I am not tech savvy. I am trying to figure out the things. Does that help at all with the echo? Like, somebody tell me if that sounds any better. Sounds worse? That sounds echoey. Okay, let me turn those off.
We'll just have to go. There's like, I mean, I'm in Florida, so everything's tile. Like there's zero. Okay. All right, good. Well, we're just gonna go with the regular stuff. Okay. So I came down because I had a meeting on all day Sunday and Monday with a group of people who also run online businesses. And what we do is we war game our business. We talk about like things we're stuck in, we come up with ideas and things like that. And I was talking about, for me personally, two things that are hard for me this year that I want to work through. One is saying no to people. Oh my God, y'all. I feel like sometimes when I'm going to say no to somebody because I'm going to I can't do it or whatever, I feel like my skin burns off. It's very hard for me. I get anxious. I worry about what they think. My brain disaster, like it goes through catastrophe scenarios, all these kinds of things. And so I was asking them for help because I was actually going to tell them no on something. I just basically said, this is the last mastermind I'm coming to that's not at my house, or if we do it in Vegas while we're there, I am happy to host. I'm happy to come, but I am limiting my travel this year because I spent 2023 for all of you. I didn't feel good in 2023. It took me about a year of restructuring my workouts. It took me, I had to like take things down a notch. I just was like, I'm just gonna now just lift and walk. Like, I can't do the hard workouts like I used to. Like, I can lift really heavy and be okay, but I can't run like I used to and stuff. It just like energetically, I wasn't feeling right. And I knew that I was taxing my body too much. I also was under a lot of stress last year. There was just an incredible amount of stress going on. And I wasn't really paying attention. I was just pushing through like I always do, just like this is just part of life. This is just what we do. I had just added, like, I was 6 months into a brand new business. So I have y'all, I have a whole business membership. And then in March, we bought a restaurant that came off the heels of Chris having cancer. It was mild, but still we were going through that. Then we moved into a new house, and our house has literally been under some type of construction for our basement since March of last year. My mother had surgery. Like, there was just so many things that happened last year. Plus, I was traveling on top. And I felt like ass. And by the time October of last year rolled around, I mean, there were days that I was dragging myself to work crying. Just like, the second calls were over, I'd have to go to bed. I just felt like my system had gotten wiped out. And I made it through, but it was not the way that I'm doing 2024. And so I share all this with you because we're going to talk today about making your 24-hour plan easy as fuck. But this really is inspired because Corinne was determined to make 2024 easier as fuck. The things I'm going to teach you it today are the things that you can completely apply to your whole life. Because one of the things I had to do was start making some decisions ahead of time for myself that matter in my life. But I will tell you, it's just like your 24-hour plan.
when you make a decision, this is who I'm going to be. I'm not like, I'm going to have to tell these people no, blah, 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 blah. We do that because we're like, there's a part of us that's like, you can't keep going like this. Like, you've got to take better care of yourself. And these are the things that we're going to do. And like, when you're kind of, you know, writing it all down, it's like, that's fucking right. Like, I get behind my back. I'm just like, hell yeah, this is the way it's going to be. And, you know, then it's time to follow through. And follow through, Corinne, is like, oh my God, you're going to hurt everybody's feelings. There's no telling what they're going to think about you. What if they kick you out? What if they don't want to be friends with you anymore? What if, like, my brain will go into the what if train all day long, just like with our 24-hour plan. It's like the moment that it's time to do all this shit we said, like, we're fixing to eat this food. And, you know, 8 a.m. Corinne was just like, sure. Like 6 p.m. Corinne is like, fuck me. You're going to miss out on this. This is so awful. What if you never get this bowl of macaroni and cheese again? Like, it does the same thing. So what we do in one area, we do everywhere. So I'm sharing all this with you because this trip has been enlightening and long. So I came in on Thursday. I decided to last minute. I was like, you know what? I have the body image camp to write for all of you. And for all of you who are coming, oh my God, it's going to be so amazing. Whether you're coming in person or on Zoom, I finished writing the entire thing on Sunday morning. I handed it off to my team yesterday to be like, get the workbook designed. And I mean, it is so good. But I came down here because, like, one of the things that I realized is that sometimes when I'm trying to work at home, like, I can't focus as much. There's so much construction going on. There's people coming in and out of the house all the time. And I looked at Chris and I said, I'm going to go to Miami early for a couple of days and I'm going to hole up in a hotel room. All I want to do is be able to see the ocean. And because if I'm writing this camp for body image, I want to be inspired. This camp is so important. Like, as I wrote this camp, I was just sitting there thinking, oh my God, we're all so fucked up in the head about our bodies. It was even good for me to write it. Like, I just, and it explained so much. Like, I just kept thinking, it's like, no wonder we all feel so much pressure and stuff. And so anyway, I wrote the camp. So I came down 2 days early and then Jane came with me. So she flew in because she had stuff to do. We made it a work camp. We were just like, you know what? For 2 days, we're just going to go head down. We're going to work. At night, we'll talk about what we did. We'll take a long walk every morning, get our heads straight. It's just been so good for me. Like, 2024, I have to take better care of myself. And I feel like a lot of you, you know, it's just, it is not even losing weight. It's at the end of the day. I mean, I know y'all are here to lose weight, but like when I go back to, you know, 250-pound Corinne, because I spent a lot of time with her the last few days writing this camp, she did not want to lose weight. She was so fucking miserable. Like, I just, every day was miserable. I was struggling as a mother. I was out of breath all the time. Everything hurt. I felt out of control. Like, my problem was not my weight. My problem was how I was living. Like, and like, I want all of you to think about this. When we fix how we're living and when we understand, like, this is the level of happiness that I want. Like, I just want to be free to feel this way. Like, when we start establishing the habits that represent the person we want to be, and we start making all of those small changes, the weight takes care of itself. I really believe that if you're in no BS, it's because on some level you're an emotional eater. You have learned to use food as a way to deal with life, whether that is to be happy, connected, to fit in. You know, it was the only way that, like, it's the only way you've ever celebrated. It's all that stuff. Or you're on the opposite end. It's like, when I can't deal with life, this is what I do. And for a lot of us,
Like, I feel like I have a good life, but I will tell you one of the things that did not happen in 2023 for me is I just lacked joy and pleasure. I worked so much last year and just tried to do everything and anything and not tell anybody no at my expense. And I didn't go back to eating, but I was overworking. It doesn't matter if you're overworking, if you're overeating, overworrying, you know, we'll all over something when we lack basic joy and pleasure in our life. And I was like, 2024, I'm going to have to figure out how to add that in. And what that usually means is to add something in, you've got to take something off. So if I'm going to add joy and pleasure, like true joy and pleasure for Corinne, which is like rest and different things like that, I have to take off the table things that I say yes to that aren't based in joy and pleasure. They are based in pleasing other people. They are based in the fear of saying no. I have to become that person. So long story short, the reason why I'm telling you all of this is because I think it's really important for all of you that as you're losing weight, to really remind yourself, it's not hard because I can't figure out my hunger signal. It's not hard because we're restricting foods and stuff. The hard part is doing the little things you know you need to do in order to make a better life for yourself. That will always be the hardest part of weight loss. Like figuring out how to talk to yourself. Knowing how to like look in the mirror without getting so agitated and triggered that you can't say nothing nice to yourself for the rest of the day. And you beat yourself up to the point of just getting back to eating at night because you run out of steam. So I think that just for all of you, that's important. And the main reason I'm still here is because I'm going to Vegas on Thursday to meet up with a dear friend of mine and her husband, who she's a member. She's turning 50. We have like a nice little weekend planned, but it snowed in Nashville on Monday. So when I was here and I started seeing the weather, like Nashville shuts down, we ended up getting 4 or 5 inches where I live. I was supposed to be flying home the night that it all was coming down. And so on Saturday, I just called Chris and I said, I'm not coming home. I'm going to stay in Vegas. I'm going to work on the next things that I know need to be worked on in the business. I'm just going to do my own little head down work session in an environment that's relaxing and whatnot. I am not going to try to fly home. And thank God I didn't, because the flight I was supposed to be on got canceled. And then the next day, if you got into Nashville, you had an average of 8 hours on the tarmac. I was like, oh my God, best decision I ever made. So that is the long way of saying this is why Corinne's here today in Miami talking to all of you. All right. That gets you the long story, getting you caught up on my life. Hope you appreciate it. Some of you are probably like, can we get to the learning, please? I don't really want to hear about your damn life. Let me bring up Coach Mish. And then also, if you have questions, you can pop them in the Q&A throughout this whole class. Somebody said, I'm on the what if train. I want to call out of work. I'm mentally and physically feeling like crap, asthma. Hang on, let me get this going. Oops, now I need to do speaker view. I got to pin me. Hang on. It's got to be a way to pin me. Okay. And I'm thinking if I stay home, I can get rest, clean my house, work on OBS. Don't know what to do. I just feel so tired and need a break. What's the worst? Here's always what you do. What's the worst thing that's going to happen if you call out of work? It sounds like you've already made up your mind. It sounds like I'm sick. I probably like you just feel guilty for not going to work, which is fine. If you absolutely need to, this is the way I always like to tell myself. If you are, I just always ask myself, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? If it's somebody's going to be disappointed, but I'm actually sick and I have a legit reason, I'm just like, okay, that person just has to be disappointed. If you're going to get fired, you might have to buckle up, buttercup. Like, I would never advise anybody to call out if they are going to get fired. Diane says, can we align to the planner for something joyful each day? Sure. You can write that in anytime you want. So, but Diane, it's funny you ask because I have some exciting announcements to make today, but I've got to bring them up because I'm on my laptop and I don't have, I have it on my phone, but not on my thing. We are updating the planner on Friday for all of you. I've got to find where this resides. Sorry. It takes me a minute to find this. So we are going to be putting in a new planner for all of you. We have made some adjustments to it. I'm going to tell you all about it, but I got to pull up my notes because I read them earlier and I don't remember everything and I want to make sure I get it correct. I think this is it. Yep. All right. So the new planner is going to drop on Friday. And here are the things that are going to change. There will be one page now for planning and assessing. So we won't have two pages anymore. We're trying to make things a lot faster and easier for all of you. One of the big things everyone has said is like, the planner still takes me too long, blah, blah, blah. So we are going to put planning and assessing on one page. I redid it myself. One of the things I wanted was an easy way for y'all to be able to just check the boxes if you did things. So I think you're going to really like it when you see it. The other thing is there's a habit assessment on your weekly weigh-in in your planner. So we've changed the weekly weigh-in also. We're going to be assessing the habits. We're going to make it a lot more like you did it or you didn't, and let's figure out why. The other thing is we have a new discovery worksheet that's also being released. It's like a decision tree. It's going to help you figure out how to work on emotional eating or habit eating. And I am going to teach this live in a Q&A next week. The other thing I want to say about the planner for all of you is I really thought about what do you minimally need? You know how we used to teach a concept called your minimum baseline? And the minimum baseline is like, okay, if I didn't do anything else, this is what I need to do. I tried to design the planner around like, if I really felt like, all right, if these bitches were minimally going to do things, like this is the level of information that you need, but like we need to do this. So I'm going to advise all of you to indulge me. Some of you are going to see it and still think, oh my God, that's so much. I don't know. And I'm like, we are down to one motherfucking page. It is not too much. So this is what I want you to tell your brain. I don't fucking know if it's too much until I do it for a month. When I've done it for a month, then I've earned the right to decide if it's too much. All of you, please hear me when I say this. Trying to decide if something is good or bad before you even try, if it's worth it, if it's going to work or whatever, is the biggest waste of time you'll ever do. It not only does it waste your time because it's like, you don't know. And who in here by show of emoji on the reactions buttons feels like their brain's kind of a hot mess most of the time? Like my brain's a little disorganized, forgets things, lacks focus, tells me some bullshit. It's always scanning for what's wrong. Like I wish I could wave a magic wand and my brain do better. Okay. That's the brain that you are trying to decide if something's going to work or not. That's the brain that you're using to try to decide, should you try this? Should you say yes? Don't use our mismanaged mind to decide a lot of things. You know what I like to do? When something's presented to me, I can have my automatic opinions, but I always say like, okay, now it's time to go prove whether or not those opinions are right or wrong. Now we're just going to do it. And we're going to do it long enough to see if it works. It's just like my favorite Peloton instructor. She told this story once that has stuck with me forever. Her daughter had a really hard basketball practice. Her daughter's good at basketball. The coach is like a bear. He's running them ragged. And she had a basketball practice where the coach kind of yelled at her. Like, and I don't mean, but it was just like, you got to work on this shot. You got to do this. He was just like giving her all these things that she needed to work on to be the player that she wanted to be. She comes home, tells her mama, I want to quit basketball. It's too hard. Coach doesn't like me. Blah, blah, blah. Just like what most of us do. I don't want to do the 24-hour plan. It's too long. I hardly ever follow it. I don't see what it's going to do for me. Like I'm miss spontaneous. Like I like more freedom. Like we come up with bullshit, right? She looked at her and said, I'll tell you what, you can quit after Saturday's game. When you play and you have a game and all the practice like is put into action, if you still don't like basketball after you've played the game, then I'll let you quit if you really want to. They go to the game, she plays, they win. She didn't play extraordinarily well, but the team wins. It was a very different outcome than she thought. She got to start, whatever. She asked her afterward, you still want to quit? And she was like, no, I think I'll stick it out. This is what we have to do. We have to really try things. And we might have to try them longer than we think. But what we can't do, y'all, is not try things because we formed an opinion ahead of time laced in shitty ass self-esteem. Laced in, well, I have failed so many diets in the past. I'm just not someone who likes to write things down. To lose weight, you're probably going to just have to become someone who's willing to write down their food ahead of time. Because here's what I know is not working for most of you. Trying to decide what to eat without a plan, when everybody's having a good time, when you're tempted, when you're tired, when you're stressed out, when your kids just want the drive-through, putting off your decisions on that version of you is just mean, ineffective. It's like saying, like, the version of you that's having a bad day, the version of you that's stressed out, the version of you that's had to do for everyone else all day long is like saying to her, and I really want to put another brick in your load. Here's what I want. I want to just throw our weight loss fate into your hands because, you know, you don't have enough to worry about. In your emotional down moments, you shouldn't have to worry about our weight loss. You shouldn't have to worry about what we're going to eat. I should set it up to where it's extremely difficult and requires you to be calm and patient, future focused, and all this other shit. I'm putting that on her. Those days are done, bitches. We are not treating, like, I want all of you to think about, like, for most of us, it's weekend us, it's nighttime us. You know, as women, most of us are suffering all day long. We wake up, we got demands. Even if you're retired, the majority of you who are retired, you still got partners that you're taking care of. Now your kids are calling, wanting you to watch grandbabies at a last minute's notice. You got elderly parents that you're worried about. Like, all of us, I don't care if you are a woman. You probably got bricks in your fucking load. And for most of us, the evening version and the weekend version of us are the ones that are the most maxed out, the most suffered, the most tired. She is the one that deserves a break. And when you don't plan for her, do you know what you're saying? Fuck you. I mean, here I am sitting here, you know, with my best brain self, but I'm not going to let her help you. I need you to just act right. You know what to do. You should be doing it. This is how we talk to that version of us, the one who needs the most help in the world. And we're just like, you should know better. I'm not deciding that food for you. You better make a good choice. I hope you get your shit together today. I'm too busy. Like, I need to check Facebook. Like, there's something really important going on when I first wake up, and it is for sure not your future. It's anything else. Everybody else's future, everybody else's shit is way more important than you. We're not doing it anymore, no BS women. All of us, let's just make a pact right now on this call that we are done shitting on our And when I say future self, I am not talking about the version of you who loses weight. I'm talking about you tonight, who's tired. She really wants to lose weight, but she can't decide anymore. Stop making her decide. Set her up for success. Start giving her the easy button. Motivate her. Have compassion for her. Be there for her. And we're going to do it with the new planner. All of you who love the four N's in journaling, that has been pulled out of the planner because we are going to be working. We have got plenty of journals now for y'all where you can go. You can pick a topic. It's got all kinds of stuff. If you really want to do your four N's, guess what you can do? Grab you a sheet of paper, write your thoughts down, then write your four N's, and then do your work. But we're pulling it out of the planner because one of the biggest complaints that we have is I can't plan my food because I don't do the journaling. So now we're just pulling them apart. Plan your food. There's still some mindset stuff on there. It's just subtle. We're still asking you what the fuck are you grateful for today. I think when I finalized some of the questions recently, and I think one of them is like, what, I think it's on the weekly. I'm like, are you planning food you enjoy? Like there's a section in there about just making sure like these little brief touch points. So it's not like all thought work is gone. We're just not running the four ends. I'm just asking you a few wisely chosen questions that will get your brain working towards becoming the person you want to be. That's it. You should definitely be able to do this version in less than 5 minutes a day. And if you can't, go to Ask Coaches and talk about it so that we can help you get it down to 5 minutes a day. Because here's what I want for your weight loss. I want it happening in the minutes, not in the hours of the day. Weight loss should not take up all your bandwidth. It should not take up all your time. It should not be exhausting. Weight loss should actually be simple, easy to do, small progressions towards the way you want to go. All right. I think you should publish the planner with, what the fuck are you grateful for? That's hilarious. All right. What else do I need to announce? If you do like the old planner, though, what you can do right now is go to the website. You can save the planner on your own computer, and then you'll have it forever, and you print it all that you want. If for some reason you're listening to this, and you're like, oh my God, I didn't go to the website, I didn't get it saved, all hope is lost. No, it's not. You're going to email support@pnptribe.com. We'll just send you the PDF version. So if you really want it, you can have it. Now, for all of you, I would encourage a lot of you, if you need journaling, please don't stop doing it. Download our journals. Like somebody said, I was never good at the four N's. No one needs to be good at the four N's. Even if you don't really get them conceptually, if you're just working through them, if you do each one wrong, you know the way that they're structured, whether you do them like right or wrong, they actually just move you up the, like, think about if you were, all of you, let's say you were on a really tall building and you're looking over, you know how scary it is? That's like where you're at with your current level of thinking right now. Like, I've got my thought and it's terrifying and it feels bad and all these things. For a lot of you, the scariest part is looking at your thought. Looking at your thought is like saying, okay, I am going to put you, we're going to rappel down the building. The scariest part is going over the wall. Going over the wall is you looking at your thought. But as you go down and you start getting closer and closer to the ground, what happens? You feel better each step. The four ends are the same way. We look at our thought. That's the scariest part, is just taking a look at what you're thinking. And a lot of you are thinking, I'm going to do this wrong. This is a bullshit thought, whatever. But every time you go down to the ends, you're getting closer and closer to the ground where it feels better. So do not give up on the four N's just because I don't have them in your daily planner. Use them and journal when anything is stumping you, keeping you stuck or bothering you. That is the perfect time to be journaling. You write and then you use the four N's to feel better all the way down. Okay. What else do I need to cover? All right. Next week is the Hunger Games Challenge. All month long, you're going to be learning about how to make doable hunger easy as fuck. So here's how it's going to work. On Monday, January 22nd, I want you to check the main Facebook group for the day's Doable Hunger Challenge. It's going to be posted at 6 a.m. Central Time. 6 a.m. Central Time will go up in Facebook, the day's challenge. If you're not on Facebook, all you got to do is go to This Month in No BS on NoBSWomen.com and everything will be there for you. The challenge is going to have two parts. There's going to be the actual Doable Hunger Challenge, and then you're going to get a prompt each day that you have to answer if you would like to be eligible for some really cool prizes. You're going to comment on the post that we put in there at 6 a.m., and then you'll have until midnight to make your comments. So you'll just need to check that post each day inside our Facebook group. Then at 9 a.m. Central on the next day, we're going to announce some prize winners live in the Facebook group. So the coaches are going to go live each day at 9 a.m. Central starting on Tuesday, and they'll be announcing the prizes and doing some fun stuff. If you're not on Facebook and you still want to participate, all you have to do is email your stuff to support at pmptribe.com. This is easy shit, y'all. All we're asking is for funny things. We are not even asking y'all to put down like deep cuts crap. This is an opportunity for all of you to have fun with weight loss. So we wanted to put the fun back in. All right. And then, so there'll be a challenge every day, Monday through Friday, and we're going to pick five winners plus one accountability group winner every single day. So there's over 30 chances to win. So please make sure that if you're into this shit, that you're playing every day. All right, let's talk about three things to make planning easy and doable as fuck. Number one, the point of planning is to make decisions ahead of time, not to make your plans perfectly. So what we're doing is we're planning with our best brain. You need to decide if your best brain is first thing in the morning or in the evening. Maybe yours is in the afternoon. I just did a podcast with someone named Neil Williams, who she came on. This podcast is coming out in a few weeks. And she talked about how there's three phases of the day. There's like phase one, two, and three. And based on your energy levels, all of us kind of know when is that part of the day where you're kind of cooking with gas. Like your brain tends to problem solve easier. You're probably a little bit more positive. You have more energy and stuff. I am a phase one person, which means from the moment my little feet hit the floor until about like 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I rock. Phase two, I'm tired. I can't focus, blah, blah, blah. That is not best brain time. Phase three, I perk back up for just a little bit. I kind of get a second wind and then I wind down and I sleep. So I would suggest that you figure out for you that you make sure that you are planning your food during best brain time. When is that going to be for you? When is there a 5-minute part of your day that you could sit down with either the new 24-hour planning pages that are dropping on Friday, or where you could get out your notes app and just type in, this is what I will be eating for the day. So the purpose of doing it is like I was talking about earlier. It is to make sure that the version of you who's not able to use her best brain, who is more emotions-based, who's really tired, who's looking for the easy way, who needs a break, she's not having to make decisions about what to eat. Because in those moments, I just want all of you to imagine, especially if you've got kids, when you get to the part of the day where you're tired and you haven't made your food decisions ahead of time, if you have that done, that's one less thing on your plate. Let's take things off her plate, because during my worst brain time of the day, I still got to show up for life. It's not like I'm like, all right, it's 1 o'clock. It's not my best brain time. So from now until 6 p.m., I'm not working. I'm not doing anything. Like, I need to just roll with my, you know, with my phases. We don't have that opportunity. You know, from 1 to 6, I still got to be a wife, a mom. I still got to take care of y'all. I got to do things. But I want to take off my plate as much as I can. I don't want to be putting bullshit on there. And bullshit is saying you now are responsible for our dreams and goals when it comes to weight. So I'm not going to plan for you. No, we're not doing that anymore. So we want to make sure that we plan ahead. And using your best brain means you're going to look at the day ahead of you realistically. You're going to look for, like, how am I, like, if I know I'm going to be running all over town, I better bring some fucking food, or I better make me a plan to stop at McDonald's. And what am I, and I'm going to decide now, what the hell am I ordering at McDonald's? Like, this is not the day that I expect that I'm going to be coming home late at night after driving around and doing all these things and cooking a Martha Stewart moment. That is not happening. So we want to make sure that with our best brain, we're like really looking at our day. We're truly looking at our needs, and we're making a plan that we can follow that fits those things. And we're not going to judge ourselves for putting down McDonald's. If that's the best you fucking got, then do your best at McDonald's. Your effort every day, you can give 100%. This is the biggest mistake I watch y'all make. If you think that, well, ideally, I'm eating salads and they're fresh and they're like whole foods and they're all the things. And then you got to like swing through a McDonald's because that's like all the time you got, or you're not going to be able to eat. If you stroll up into that McDonald's, you could be telling yourself two stories. The first story is, oh my God, I've blown it. I can't do anything right. Which then goes to, I might as well. And next thing you know, you're just ordering a bunch of bullshit. Or you can roll up into that McDonald's and say, what does my 100% effort look like at a McDonald's? Like, this may not be my most ideal, but that doesn't mean I can't apply 100% effort in an unideal situation. So don't confuse your effort with being perfect. Being perfect is very different. Getting it right is very different than giving 100% effort in any given situation. Just like there are days, today is a good example. I'm like tired. I've been walking a lot. I've been working a lot. And I'm on a different time zone. And I don't sleep good when I'm like, I don't poop good when I'm out of town. So this morning I went to the gym and I'm doing it. And I'm like, ooh. Like, my legs are killing me. I don't have it in me like I normally do. And rather than sitting there going boo-hoo and quitting and all this other stuff, I asked myself, like, today I'm about at half capacity that I normally am. So what does my 100% effort look like when I've got about 50% energy? It was finishing my sets, reducing the weight some, taking longer breaks. All of you, I want you to think about, how can you still give 100% effort in less than ideal situations? Because all of us can. Your effort levels always look different. Like I want you to think about this. You can always be given 100% effort, but that doesn't always mean it's done perfectly. It doesn't mean it's done one way. So separate those two things out. The other thing is making sure that you're leveling things up when you make your 24-hour plan as often as you can, but only when it feels doable and accessible. So a lot of times we're going to be doing an entire month coming soon on leveling up. We're going to call it Level Up 2.0 or Level Up something, or I forget what we've named it, but we are going to really do a deep dive into leveling up? And what does that look like? How does that work? What are level ups? We're just going to go real deep into it because it's one of those things. But the easiest way to start leveling up is to know you shouldn't be leveling up every day. I always ask myself the question, what can I do that's a little bit better today than yesterday? Sometimes it was like, nothing. I don't have it in me. I'm going to repeat. And that's a level up. Putting something on repeat for a while because it's like, I don't know if I can do any better than this right now is always a level up compared to the version of me that would quit because she couldn't do better. So keeping that in mind is so helpful. All right. The next thing you can do to make your, well, let me say one last thing. One of the things that we've changed on the new planner that's coming out on Friday for all of you is there is a question on the plan that's going to ask you, is this plan doable? And I'm giving you a little rating system. And if it's not, you're to change it. One of the things I really wanted to make sure that you got asked every day was a last minute gut check that you are thinking about, is this really doable for me today? Because before I promise myself, this is what I'm doing, I want to make sure so that you set yourself up to have more and more days that it's easier to do the things that you said you would do. It's very important for all of you. The most important thing about the 24-hour plan is that it is an easy way for us to learn how to do the things we say we're going to do, which is key to weight loss, to know when we're not doing them so that we can course correct in the future, which is key to weight loss, and to decide things ahead of time so that in the moment we get to where we are willing to do things that we don't want to do because we've set ourselves up with a plan of things to get done that even when we don't want to, it's easy for us to override and kind of say like, yeah, but we're going to anyway. Like, I want to get this into a habit. I don't want to, like, the nice thing is that once you get into the habit of doing the 24-hour plan, it's a lot easier to form the habit of following the 24-hour plan. Because if it's always doable and stuff, the reason I make it doable is because I want you in the habit of just doing things that you say you're going to do for the betterment of yourself. So the second thing is your doable plan only works if you're doing doable hunger with it. These two things go together like peanut butter and chocolate. This is the thing that I see y'all do all the time. I'm not losing weight. I'm making a plan every day. Like, are you following it? Most of the time. Like, okay, that's good. Are you using doable hunger? No. Like, very rarely. I'm still overeating a lot. It's like, okay. Just because you write down food doesn't mean you're going to lose weight. I could write down Whopper with cheese and a king size fry every day. And I guarantee you in about a month, if I was just eating that around the clock, just because I wrote it on paper does not mean Corinne's going to lose weight. It doesn't mean that a Whopper with cheese and shit's bad for me. I just want you to see that if I'm not executing at least doable hunger with a Whopper with cheese and a king size fry, nothing's happening. Doable hunger and 24-hour planning, when they come together, it reminds me of, remember what were they called? The super twins, like Wonder Twins. Wonder Twins activate. That's what, like, doable hunger with doable planning, that is when the Wonder Twins activate. You will see yourself losing weight. So I don't call it the three basics. If you're 100% on water, sleep, and writing a plan, but you are not doing doable hunger, you are not doing all the things. If you're 50% on doable hunger, guess what? You gotta get that going. This is what you need to write in to ask coaches about. That's what you got to dissect. That's the thing you got to make easier for yourself. We got to figure out why we are overeating. Because just making a plan doesn't equal weight loss. All of them got to come together. And they don't always have to come together perfectly. But like, please do not sit there and tell me, I don't understand why I'm not losing weight. I make a plan every day. On plan means that you're also following doable hunger with the foods you intended to eat. And then here is the last thing I want to say. Y'all sometimes like to bastardize planning a little bit. So if you are eating things just because you've put it on your plan, that don't count. That's called overeating. If you are not hungry when you're doing it. I bust y'all all the time for like, well, I put plenty of snacks on there just in case. And then what ends up happening is just in case turns into, well, it's on my plan, so I'm going to eat it. I planned it. Look, if you ain't hungry, it doesn't matter if it's on your plan. I would rather you not plan that shit. And then if you end up one day, if you notice, if this is you, I put my emergency snacks on there every single day. And I notice that I eat them every single day and there ain't no fucking emergency. Then here's what I want you to do. Rather than breaking your plan, rather than breaking the spirit of the law every day by eating when you're not hungry, take the damn plan, take the snacks off. Take your safety net off. No more planning that because it's just triggering you to eat when you're not hungry. That's not like eating when you're not hungry is not weight loss. So take those bastards off. And here's what you're going to do. If you get hungry, I would rather you say, I didn't follow my plan today because today there actually was the hunger emergency. I actually was hungry. And here's what I want you to tell yourself. I know what the fuck a good snack is and what's not. That is not a green light. It's an emergency. I better go get that Snicker bar. No! Here's what we're going to do. We're going to trust that we know what the fuck is an acceptable snack because for 300 something days, I wrote down what those snacks would be. So I'm smart enough to know what I'm going to eat if I need to eat. I don't need to write it down anymore because most days when I look, I am not hungry at all when I'm eating them. I am just justifying having it because I wrote it down. Then we're going to take our training wheels off because that is not helping you ride the bike anymore. The other thing y'all do, planning foods you don't like or don't eat because you think you should be planning them. Bitches, if you don't like something, quit planning it. The whole point of the way I teach weight loss is for all of us to like enjoy ourselves. I want you to like the way you lose your weight. And if all you're doing is sitting there and planning shit you don't like to eat because you think you should, then go join some other program at this point. You might as well just go back to your old fucking diets. I mean, what the hell? The whole point of my program is to teach you how to eat things that you actually like without losing control, to feel like it's okay, to build safety so you can get more and more comfortable with eating when you're hungry and stopping at enough. So don't just sit there and put a bunch of shit on your plan that you don't even like to eat. Now, most days I have a salad on my plan. I like salads, but let's be honest. Is it Kryn's favorite food? No, that would be the nachos. I put a salad on my plan because it's like, you know what? It's good enough. I get some joy out of it. It's not like the food that I would order if I went out to eat and stuff, but most days it's really good for me. Keeps me shitting. I love having the clean duty shooter. So I plan for that. So when you're thinking about your plan, it's like, not everything is going to like blow wind up your skirt, but I don't want you sitting there and making yourself eat shit you really don't like. You don't ever look forward to it. And then put yourself in a position to possibly be breaking plans because you're sucking the joy right out of food. Food is not fuel. I'm gonna say this again. Food is not fuel. Here's what food is. Food is a lot of things, and it should be looked at through a bigger lens. Sometimes we're fueling ourselves. Sometimes we're enjoying ourselves. Sometimes we're doing both. Sometimes we're celebrating. Sometimes we're making sure we get to our goals. Food is a much broader landscape. So don't sit there. I hate it when people say food is fuel. Food is not limited to that. It just isn't. And when we limit it, I think we rob ourselves of a lot of the experience that we really crave. And then we try to get the experience with food that we want by overeating, giving up on our dreams and goals, eating when we're tired and to try to comfort ourselves. And guess what we end up doing? Not enjoying our experience. The overall experience with food. Somebody's husband just told me that food is fuel. The next time he wants to eat something fun, say like, why aren't you just fueling? Like if he has a chicken wing, just slap it out of his mouth. No, food's fuel. Like you told me, I'm just keeping you safe, bro. And then the last thing is, this is so good, Lisa. I have to say this out loud for the video. Food is fuel is like saying sex, that's just for procreating. I'm going to tell you right now, procreation, there's a reason why there's so many humans. Because sex is fun. If it sucked, we wouldn't be having humans anywhere. All right. Planning less food than you need or eliminating foods after you have a binge or feel like you need to buckle down. This is also a bastardized place for the planning. Please make sure that you're planning enough food. Like now, if you are in a stage right now where you don't know if you're going to need snacks and stuff and you want to put them on your plan, that's great. Go ahead and do that. But always remember that you only eat them when you're actually hungry. Just because you planned it doesn't mean you eat it. But if it makes you feel better to have stuff on there, because it would be easier for you to not eat things on your plan because you didn't need them, than it would be to need to eat something and it wasn't on your plan and you know you, you're like, I would tend to beat myself up. I'm going to feel bad about myself. Then here's what I would do. I would just plan for those things, but just stay out of the window of I'm planning it, therefore I can eat it. It's like I plan it and I can eat it when I'm hungry. Otherwise, I skip it. But some of you are like you'll overeat or you'll binge, and then the next day or two's plans are very restrictive. You take away things, you eliminate things, you try to skip meals, you try to do those things. Watch out for that. That's bastardizing the plan. If you overeat or binge, I just want you to eat. It's very important for you to build safety with your body that no matter what happens at one meal, it doesn't mean the next meal has to be torture. The next meal should be when you're hungry, and it should be something you enjoy. You've got to reestablish trust with your body, because you've got to reestablish trust with your body that there's no punishment coming around food after binging and overeating, because that's one of the reasons why we end up binging and overeating. We're so terrified we're going to get it pulled. We're going to get these foods restricted and removed. But here's what I want you to think about. If you normally do this, if you binge and restrict, I want you to ask yourself, how well has that worked in the past? If every single time you thought, I got to make up for this, I got to do this, as if that's a cure or that's a solve. If you're sitting here right now saying like, I've basically struck out every single time. We have to tell yourself now that doesn't work. This is when we get to go to our past. I have all these experiences that say this has never fixed the situation. In fact, it's only made it worse for me. And that's the conversation you have to have at the moment you want to do that. All right, so let me repeat the three things and then I got to get out of here. The secret to making planning easy and doable as fuck. Number one, making your decisions ahead of time. We're not making perfect plans. What we are doing is we are using our best brain first thing in the morning or during the part of the day where your brain works the best, and you're going to make your plan and you're going to make it realistic and you're going to make it doable. You're not going to be putting a bunch of shoulds on there, all the things. The next thing is making sure that you know that when you plan something, you only eat it by doable hunger. Just because you plan it doesn't mean you can eat it. When you plan it, you're waiting for your hunger. You're stopping at enough. Doable hunger and doable planning have to go together because doable planning does not work on its own. It works with doable hunger. And then the last thing is don't bastardize your plan. Don't be eating shit on there just because you put it on there. Don't plan foods that you don't like. Stop making your thing all full of what you should be planning. And then don't binge and restrict. If you overeat or you binge, get back to normal eating as quickly as possible when your hunger comes back to teach your brain that that cycle's over. All right. Next week, we're going to think we're talking about paving the path to weight loss with discovery worksheets. We're going to be talking all about the new discovery worksheet. I'm going to go over it with all of you and talk about why they're so important to lasting weight loss. And then this week, if you want, if you level up a food that you on your plan, like after you've listened to this, you're like, you know what? I might want to level up a food. Make a change. Post a photo in the Facebook group and share anything that you're doing with the 24-hour plan that you think we would all be interested in. All right. Y'all have a good one. I'll talk to you later.